let you go, but thank you very much. KLA, let's talk about it. You're on the air.
Well, yeah, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Listening to those last two callers, it's clear that Putin is winning. They didn't mention the fact that Putin hacked into our election system. I mean, it was like a kind of a war, you know. He didn't have to fire any guns, but he did hack into our election system. And of course, there's just the little things where he invaded Ukraine and annexed Crimea.
There's issues with the Russians. I'm not going to back away from that and say that we don't have issues that we need to talk to them seriously about, and we've got to work through somehow. One thing too about the hacking, we're throwing a lot of rocks at Russia for hacking, but guess what? We hack, France hacks, England hacks, all of this.
Sure.
No, I'm not saying it makes it okay, but I'm saying that's a fairly common thing that goes on during everyone meddles in everyone else's affairs. We all have our own spy agencies and we all do it. That doesn't make it right, but I'm saying it doesn't. To me, it's not like the Russians are the only ones doing it.
Well, but they did it to us, and that's the main thing.
Right.
The thing of it is, but Trump wants to after taking over Crimea, Ukraine, and also at that news conference, Putin wanted to exchange the 12 Russians that we want with our diplomats, and Trump was agreeing to that. Trump wants to let Russia back into the G7. See, that's what we don't. Putin murders his own people, even in Great Britain. See, and your callers, and you were saying, well, peace, love, dove. Come on over. Let's have another conference, a 2-hour conference with Donald J. Trump. The most lying.
Well, wait, we're done now. You're done. Bye.
That's not true.
KLA's